You're listening to A Date with Data with your host, Amy Bitterman.
Hey, it's Amy, and I'm so excited to be hosting A Date with Data. I'll be chatting with state and district special education staff who, just like you, are dealing with IDEA data every day.
A Date with Data is brought to you by the IDEA Data Center.
Hello, welcome to A Date with Data. We are continuing our series about IDC peer groups. These groups are facilitated by IDC TA providers to bring state role groups together to discuss and collaborate around data quality issues that are important in states. For this episode, I am joined by the facilitators of the new Part B Data Manager Connection Group, Kelly Blass and Kristen DeSalvatore. Thank you both so much for being on and welcome.
Thank you, Amy, for having us.
Thanks, Amy.
Of course. So to get us started, can you just talk about what these peer groups are like? Who tends to participate in them? What is the structure or the format? Just kind of painting a picture for those who haven't been part of this group. What does it look like?
I can answer that. The Part B new Data Manager Connection is a space for folks that are new to their role to network and collaborate and learn from each other. It's a place of learning and growth that when people participate, which can sometimes be a struggle in any group, and really open up about the struggles they're having where they can truly grow and learn from each other.
And as the name implies, it's a new data manager. So it really is designed with a focus on people who are brand new to their job or haven't been in the job for a ton of time. And as Kelly said, it's a nice space for them to come and ask questions that they might not want to ask in a larger group.
We also have some veteran data managers that call in every month, which is very helpful because they can share the knowledge and experience where there may be gaps for new people. And we meet virtually twice a month. The first meeting is a topical call where we will go into deep into a topic, share resources, or invite states to present and discuss the unique ways that states manage the data that we are discussing that month. And we always look at the upcoming task list and try to make sure that the data managers are aware of any upcoming dates. And Kristen, you want to talk about the office hours call?
Sure. So the second meeting every month is office hours. And so that is just a blank slate hour for folks to come in and ask any questions, air any concerns they have, clear up any confusion. So it's really a time that is set aside for the new data managers to be their time, their space to come and talk to us or to talk to their peers about anything that they need some guidance or opinions or assistance, anything kind of goes.
Great. It's really nice to have those two different opportunities and kind of especially that drop-in time just for whatever might be on data managers' minds or something that they happen to be working on that day that kind of pops up that they want, you know, other states to weigh in on and get their feedback and just hear, you know, how they're handling the same data, the same situation.
Exactly.
So because this is for data managers, I'm sure there's a wide breadth of topics that get covered. What are some of the themes that you're hearing recently coming up during these calls?
So some of the topics that we cover, and then I'll kind of get into the themes. We try to be really strategic when we plan what we're doing and think about the calendar and the timeline, what's coming up for data managers, because we know that, you know, it can be overwhelming. So, you know, we talk about 616 and 618 data collections. We talk about the SPP APR. We do talk about DMS 2.0 and try to explain, you know, what's coming and what they need to know, EDFAC changes and modernizations, and then SEA determinations, data visualizations. Some of the themes that came to mind when I thought about this question is just how overwhelmed data managers are feeling, particularly new data managers, with the intensity of learning all of the data collections, due dates, requirements for calculations, and all the other things that just come along with being a data manager. So I feel like many of them may not quite understand when they come to our group with the level of support that's available to them through TA centers like IDC, and then with each other. And Kristen, what do you think?
Yeah, so we do ask folks, we do have some veteran data managers that attend, and so that is very helpful. And so we ask folks to share their strategies, best practices. As Kelly mentioned, the time management is a huge thing. And just try and focus with the strategic planning to help them focus on what they should be looking at that month or in the next few weeks, or, you know, what to be prepared for and what to expect. Because it is fairly overwhelming when you are a new data manager, for sure. And of course, right, we talk about SPP APR, clarification, all of those things. And so this is it's a time to be a little bit of a deeper dive on those things. With the lens of someone who's maybe not ever been through one of them before.
Are there certain kind of hot topics that you're hearing about right now? And can you share what some of those are?
I think one of the hottest topics that we hear about often is data visualization, and not only just how to get some dashboards up about their data on their websites, but also make it accessible. So we're hearing a lot about that. We have a lot of support from each other, you know, folks learning from each other in that area. So we've had states come on and share their dashboards, and then they network later on one-on-one and get support. So that's one of the big ones. And then, of course, anything new that happens. So like Indicator 18 is coming up. And so we've had lots of questions and discussions around that and how, what the impact is for people that actually collect the data.
A big one coming up is determinations, right? Those are going to be released any minute. So that will be a big topic of discussion of how things are calculated, et cetera. And as Kelly mentioned, right, like the data visualization and making data digestible for others in their state, right? If it's stakeholders or even other staff that they're working with within their SEA.
So to give folks maybe a taste of what these calls are like, what tips or recommendations do you have to share that either you've brought up during the calls based on the conversation going on, or other states maybe have shared, just some tips or tricks that might be useful for others to hear about?
So one of the things that both Kristen and I and our partner Austin always talk about on all of these calls is making sure that they access TA support. And I think all of us agree that we did not access support in the way that we could have and should have when we were data managers in states. So we try to really outline what's available and let them know that that the level of support is much deeper than what than we understood when we were in our states. And so we try to outline that. We also know that for those that don't feel like they have time to do intense support, that the resources that are available, the universal resources that are available, are really helpful to states. And so we try to make sure that there's opportunities for states as well as TA providers to model those resources at least once on those calls. And so, and then the last thing I have, and I'll turn it over to Kristen, is that states themselves are very intuitive when it comes to developing tools and resources, and they are almost always willing to share their lessons learned and their resources with each other. So whether that's like a simple tip as far as how to schedule time for all the data related tasks, or actually building data visualizations for stakeholders, the collaboration and willingness to share is there.
I'm going to echo everything that Kelly said. A big tip right, is to lean into IDC, as Kelly said, and learn about the resources if you can, or if you don't have time to go digging and self-teach yourself about what's available, to contact the IDC, your state liaison, and ask them for help. You really don't have to go it alone. There is so much that is available that is of no cost to a state, which is really huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the two of you too, being former data managers, long-term data managers, is a real advantage, because you were in their position, you know what they're going through. So you all, of course, are an amazing resource, and the group is very lucky to have you with them.
Thank you.
I will throw in one very big tip. Come to the meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah, the other thing we talk about often, and states that have been through it really like to share, that the data processes toolkit, when they've gone through the facilitation with IDC to develop their data processes and protocols, we just hear over and over again how helpful that's been. One, just to have those steps in place that they can follow each year, because, you know, data collections happen once a year. So sometimes we forget how to do those calculations, and spending the time trying to think about it and making mistakes, having those protocols can eliminate a lot of that. And it also just brings together people inside the agency that you may not normally talk to. And so developing those relationships can happen through that process work. And so we try to share and highlight that. And we also get lots of feedback from states who have been through it about how beneficial it is to their role to have those processes and protocols.
Yeah, they really help with preparation for things like DMS, but they also really reduce the anxiety and stress level about what is going on with the work that you have to complete.
Yes, absolutely. If anyone is interested in learning more about the data processes, please reach out, as we mentioned, to your state liaisons. And of course, if you are a new data manager and would like to join this group, we encourage you to contact us. It's a great way to hear from your peers, and especially if in many states you might be the only one kind of doing this work, this gives you an opportunity to come together and collaborate with others who are experiencing the same data collections, the same challenges, the same successes as well, that we like to hear about too. So please reach out and join the group. Well, thank you, Kristen and Kelly, so much for talking about this fantastic group. Really appreciate your time and being on today.
Thank you, Amy. It's an honor to be here. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much.
To access podcast resources, submit questions related to today's episode, or if you have ideas for future topics, we'd love to hear from you. The links are in the episode content, or connect with us via the podcast page on the IDC website at ideadata.org.